Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Klal Chof, and we're looking at Simen Dalet. So we discussed the issue of getting an aliyah. Now, it's preferable that a person should not be called up for an aliyah in that situation. And even if a person is a Kayan, there is going to be a machlokes whether we should call him up. Now, the reason why we don't, if you call one Kayan and we do not replace him with a second Kayan, is because it's a pagam on the Kayan. People will say there's something wrong with the Kayan. So one argument is it's not a pagam over here because people can see why he's not being Arla. He's in the middle of davening. And that is actually the locha, that if the Kayan is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and whatever reason the Gabbai did not realize and called the Kayan. So everybody looks up and says, well, hey, the Kayan, they see the Kayan's davening Shemoneh Esrei, that's why he can't come. You call up a different Kayan in the place of the first Kayan by name, and that's not considered a pigam in the Kayan. But by Birchas Kriya Shema, we have a machloikah. Some say it's not obvious to everybody else that what the Kazan is doing. And since that's true, that it's not obvious, so what the Kayan is doing, so people will say that the Gabbai realized he called the Kayan A, and then realized, the Kayan is not, well, he's not a Kosher Kayan, and he called Kayan B instead. So it will end up being some type of potential of a casting a question on the kashrus of the Kayan. So to prevent that, we do not call up a second Kayan. We let this Kayan go up in this situation. But it'd be preferable if that we're not getting the situation. So if he's only Kayan, he should step out before they get to Leinim. And the same thing would be true if he's only Levi. The person should step out before they get to Leinim, or before that point in the Leinim. So therefore, they will not call him up, and they'll call up a Yisrael in his stead, preferably Yisrael in his stead. Last point over here regards to Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say that he's a Balkare, and he knows how to lane. There's nobody else in the shul knows how to lane. And he came late, and he's holding during Birchas Kriya Shema. And the Sefer Torah is there on the bima waiting. So the loch is obviously that he interrupts and he goes and he lanes along with he will read the psukim. But he should not be the one. Many times, the one who's the balkari is also the gabbai. He cannot be the one which is and calling up the olim. Similarly, if a person gets an aliyah who is a milah berachas kriya shema, he should not ask for a misha berach. If they say a misha berach and they forget his name, and the chazan asks them what his name is, it's actually interesting. Then the misha berach chazan, you can answer and say what your name is. That's considered kavod of the person. You're allowed to answer and say what your name is, but preferably you should definitely not ask the gabbai. You should not request a misha berach in that situation. Theoretically, you could write it out. Writing out is not considered a hefsek, so a person has an option, if necessary, quickly writing it out. In this situation where a person gets an aliyah, preferably a person should try and do this ben aprokim, or at least in a place where the thought ends. Solokinyana, we mentioned the idea of Solokinyana, it's the end of a thought. The person should, as he's walking up, try and quickly finish off to the ben aprokim, or at least to the idea where a thought ends. But you should not make the tzibur wait because of that. And therefore, the same thing with the person's balkare, a person should try and get to the point that he's been a prokim, and not need to lay in the middle of the middle of a parak. One last point on this whole issue: there's a lach of a person interrupts his birchas kriya shema by pausing. So say that around that sometimes you have to go back to the beginning and start over again. In this situation, you do not need to do so. The pause that a person has for laning is not considered an interruption, which will make him go back to the beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema. He will pick up Birchas Kriya Shema after the Aliyah from where he was holding before. Have a good day.